the stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo,
woo. Adults, please.
Adults, please.
Turn it up.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Just where I left off. This is your delicious Faction 28 Radio BAM host for the evening, lovely Raycon. I'm here alive, at least for tonight, in New York City. Join with me is the Reverend Brandon Novak. Ew, woody woo. Sweet, sweet Rabbington himself. Yes, Rab himself. Of course, BAM Margera also. He just came from the Carson Daly Show and waltzed right in the front door.
Waltz. Dude, I came into the Carson Daly Show smelling like hot trash. I just got off a 13-hour flight from Finland. I smell like armpit, red wine, and just like goddamn anchovies.
Yeah, this dude left for Finland a week and a half ago and had those clothes on when he went to the airport.
I know, because I don't bring clothes. I don't like to bring bags, so I'm rocking the same gear. I seriously... This is probably like the third most filthy I've ever felt.
What was the first?
Yeah.
That would be probably the Euro trip, just because we were traveling all over. It's the fourth cycle of Viva La Bam. That whole trip, man, I was just like filthy, wearing the same gear. I looked like a goddamn gypsy.
Was the second grossest smelling when you rode next to Novak to come up here?
Oh, easy killer. Easy killer.
Tico, how was your New Year's?
It was splendid. It was wonderful.
What happened?
Lots happened. I got wasted, and I got wasted behind ShopRite.
Shut up.
Blew up my spot.
Are you serious?
There's like this alley behind ShopRite. It's the best one. I drive down it every year.
What?
Because we cut through there when we were kids, and then we ran through the parking lot shooting off rim and candles. We had to run away from the police cars.
Wait, really? You did this year?
Yeah. I thought he was talking about when he was like 12.
I know.
Most people go to like the bars. Nico goes behind ShopRite and drinks a sixer.
So much cheaper. Grocery store.
So much cheaper. Like, you have to worry about money.
We have the whole place to ourselves, and the beer is at cost price.
Did you get laid?
Yeah, no. I got too wasted.
That's the worst.
Yeah, but I had a kiss at midnight with the room and candles firing off at first.
Who were you kissing, Snyder?
Yeah, I made love to Rake.
Rake's mom.
Let me finish, Rake.
Rake, are you there?
No. I found a girl who likes to get naked and piss, so I
was and piss.
Yeah.
So what do you mean?
What happened? She's into it. She even had tattoos that said like "piss here" on her feet.
Did you get laid from her?
She was into it. Oh, no, I got away from her, man. It was Evil Jared and...
Oh, you were with Evil Jared?
Yeah, it was Evil...
Were you with the whole entire Bloodhound gang?
No, they ran. They don't want to be anywhere near Evil Jared, especially when he's having a party. It was off the hook.
Really?
Yeah, that's cool. It was crazy. But they left. They're doing all kinds of craziness upstairs. The cops just came, and they didn't have to stop the bands. The cops just left.
So some girl was butt naked pissing everywhere.
Yeah, she's into it.
She's just walking around pissing everywhere.
You wanted her to piss on
she
me,
was
but
into it.
I passed out before that all went down.
Where do you find these filthy whores at?
I don't know, but I'm gonna find more.
Like Novak has any room to talk. Dream seller.
What filthy whore were you with on New Year's?
Yeah, let me tell you about my New Year's. Fucking dipshit over here, man. Besides, go to Finland. So I'm a 26-year-old grown man. I hear a knock at the door. He hires a fucking babysitter for me.
You need one.
So he's,
I know. Because you would have thrown like some major party without me there and lit the house on fire.
I couldn't do anything because I had some fucking grown man walking by my side everywhere. He's here with me now. He's right here. And I'm fucking pissed, man. So I just jerked off because I couldn't even get laid.
What?
A grown man
comes over so you just jerked off. How's that?
Happy New Year, Novak.
Dude, he just fucking stood around me all night. I couldn't get any minute of silence, you know, because he thought he was going to do hard drugs, get arrested, or or throw a party.
Alright, think about it. I go to Finland for 5 days. Novak has access to a fucking Lamborghini. He has access to a Hummer. He has access to... what's that army truck that we have in the backyard? Who knows?
The douche.
And plus, like, this big, huge house that he could throw a party in and probably ruin the death metal jukebox like how you already did with the Guns N' Roses.
Oh, man, I still can't find that.
Do you have any parties, Novak?
He always plays Guns N' Roses and jams the thing. I don't know why. Track 11, Guns N' Roses jams the jukebox.
Any song about heroin is my favorite. I love songs about
Jesus.
Because I can't get high, so I just listen to them talk about
it. Yeah, so
high.
Did you and Hannah get naked in the hot tub again that night? Yo, Spam's aunt caught you naked with another dude in a hot tub.
Wait, are you
at 10 in the morning,
man?
No.
Was this while I was away?
No, dude. You were here for this.
Nah, who knows what went on in there, man?
His babysitter had sweatpants with a sexy name across the air.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on there.
Yo, tell me about the babysitter, because I only met him a few times.
Okay, maybe he'll tell you how.
I seriously hired a babysitter for my roommate, the Dream Seller, because... Did you get any chicks or anything? Like, how was your New Year?
I fucking couldn't. It sucked. I was home by 10 after 12. He was so hung up on making you happy that he wouldn't even let me piss by myself. It was fucking the worst night of my life, man. Any gay guys want to call 877-PORN-BAG? I'd love to talk to you. This is Novak. Oh, yeah.
Oh, should we talk to Lorena in Pittsburgh? Let's see what she has to say. Let's find out how her New Year's went. Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello?
Hey, baby.
Hi, how are you guys?
What's going on?
Oh, Frank and I are just sitting here listening to you guys every weekend, every week, and then the replay on the weekend. And I wanted to ask you guys, a few weeks ago you talked about crazy stories that Phil, about Phil, and I wondered what was the craziest thing you ever did when you were a kid.
Oh, when I was a kid? Oh, probably we decided to, We started egging cars in my front lawn, and then like they would knock on the door, like but we would run to another neighbor's house because like why would you ever egg a car at your own like lawn? So probably just stuff like that. Can you think of anything, Rab?
Well, yeah, right. Well, when we were way younger, we were probably like 10 years old. We were throwing snowballs at cars. We throw it, and your neighbor just comes out, chases after us. You guys all got away. I tripped in the creek and was laying there. I look up, and your neighbor's like, Chris, what the hell are you doing? I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, just throwing snowballs at cars. How is it? Hey, did you know that, are you going to Punxsutawney for Groundhog Day? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. No, I'm not going to Punxsutawney.
Why not? It's only like 30 minutes away from Pittsburgh, isn't it?
I have no idea. I've never been.
You never heard of
Westchester a million times.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've come there all the time.
Well, your boy.
Hey, Brandon, when are you going to answer fans' questions from your message board?
My computer leaked out. I got to get a Mac.
You fucking liar.
Hey, Novak, who's the biggest liar?
So wait, what?
Well, I'm sorry. What the question I really want to know is about the crazy thing Phil ever did. Because you said he got chased by a dog jumping over the fence at Graceland.
Oh,
I wanted to know something crazy Phil did.
Oh, here's the best. Oh, I didn't know what you meant.
This is
the best ever. The Chester Rumble. This is why I beat up Phil, is because he always talks about his like, the big fight that he got in Chester, PA, where he got this big Chester Rumble with all these dudes. It was like Phil versus, with his seven brothers versus all these, like, you know, shady dudes, and he got a bottle broken over his head, and then he beat the dude up and threw him over a fence, and like all this stuff. That's the Chester Rumble is definitely probably the craziest Phil story.
That's great. Well, it was nice talking to you guys.
Yeah, you too. Maybe
Well, hell,
we'll be at Kildare's if you're coming down to Westchester.
Hey, Lorraine.
Rake's always there. Every time I go there, everybody's always like, yo, I saw your buddy Rake.
Yeah, and if you do come into Westchester, give him a call at 610-496-7000. No!
God.
Call him up,
God, he's so good.
I have his cell phone, Brandon.
Oh, God.
I have them all. But I don't abuse them. I'm not like everyone else. Not the leaker
that.
Or anything like that.
All right, well, Groundhog Day, you should make a trip to Punxsutawney, PA, because that's where we're going. We're filming an episode there.
Party time.
Oh, hey, I might make it then. You never know.
I'm going to sit on the groundhog's face, little devil.
You definitely need more conversations with Brandon and Brandon Drake voice, because that is the best radio ever. He's his own hour, just him and...
Brandon does Rake's voice better than Rake does.
Yeah, he does. It's true. It is so much funnier.
Thanks, Elena.
We love you, too. Later.
Hey, I'm going to play some rock songs.
Oh, Smack?
No, that's coming up soon, but you're going to love this song, Heroin Addict.
As long as it's not drugs, sign me up.
This is Andy McCoy, and let me just tell a quick story about Andy McCoy.
You gotta.
He was in Finland with me on New Year's, and he seriously thinks he's a gypsy. And people were like, yeah, like he's 50 years old, but he still thinks he's a gypsy, and he has to live up to his street credibility with other gypsies, so he still steals things. I'm like, Andy McCoy doesn't steal things. He has no reason to. They're like, I'm telling you. So we take off my ring, put it on the couch, and we film it. And sure enough, he comes, like, waltzing all over, all drunk, and grabs the ring and puts it in his pocket. So this one goes out to Andy McCoy. This is called Strung Out. Sick. And on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
I love you.
rash liqueur.
Bam, I can't believe you.
Well, in the meantime,
call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG.
What's that? Like this, kids?
I don't know.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Can you do it? On Faction 28.
Yo! Oh, my God. You need to get serious, Radio. If you're not listening right now, well, I guess you can't hear it. Whatever. Get it. It's good. NHL, NFL, NBA. Look, if you don't have Sirius Radio and you guys aren't listening out there, get it. Cool. Novak, Ray, Deco, Rabby, and of course, Bam. On Faction 28.
All right. Now we're done with that. Get ready to show.
Hey, Novak.
Yo.
How about right after we were done the radio station last Monday, we went to Kildare's with Shit Goose, and why don't you explain what that idiot did?
He's a fucking faggot, man.
Oh, my God. He's so embarrassing.
He just wakes up to fuck shit up, man. Look, he's so hungry. You know, he's fat. He eats all the time, but this one day he hasn't ate all day, so he's starved like a fucking Ethiopian at this point.
I love how Novak, like, tries to watch his language. Like, he's so cool how he has proper.
I don't care. I'm not a small talk guy, so I'll just tell you how I feel. So he gets his meal. He's his fucking
so he
fat,
makes small
his
talk.
Fat tongue is just juicing with fucking slobber because he's so hungry. Gets a meal. We just destroyed it.
Okay. Now, you got to tell him how you destroyed it because I was crying when I saw what happened.
What did you say?
All right. Bam and Novak sitting at the end of the long table. G's get his fresh, juicy burger with back bacon and cheese all over it. And it's open. So the lid's off the burger, off the bun. Well, Novak comes over and smacks it a little bit. Oh, is that a cheeseburger?
The best is to, like, touch the food. Like, so if you touch somebody else's food, they get so offended. Like, oh, what is that? Like a cheeseburger? And you touch the cheese and the meat on
the thing.
Then Bam comes over and he does something.
I put my finger.
Yeah, he put his finger straight through it. And then, if that's not enough, Novak picks it up and jiggles it at his face and then throws just the burger onto his chest. It falls onto his lap. But, gee, being the fat hog, I hope you're listening, you swell.
Remember I started punching his hamburger?
No, he picked it up after that. And then Bam comes over and punches his
hamburger. He gets a knockout punch.
Then gee puts the bun on to save it. Novak smashes it flat. And Bam comes over and goes, oh, is that a burger you have? And pours his whole beer all over the plate.
So that's when G lost it because he couldn't officially drink like a beer flavored hamburger. So this idiot grabs a whole bottle of ketchup, opens it up, and chucks it at me, and I just duck. I get a little bit on like the back of my coat, but he hits three fucking lawyers from Westchester who hate me to begin with. So now, like, it wasn't even my fault. Now I got to deal with like these three lawyers. Like, yeah, I was a Kildare's, and like Bam threw ketchup on me. Bam and his buddies. Like, what the hell?
They were like top-notch lawyers who make shit happen in town. So you had to, like, be nice to them. So I guess you went over and talked to him. G's too much of an asshole to be nice to talk to.
G couldn't even apologize.
He wouldn't even apologize.
He wouldn't apologize.
Fucking idiot.
He was just sitting in the corner like,
dude, he fucks up so much he can't apologize for it. He'd be doing it all day.
No, it was like, bad.
So if he looked in your camera and broke the eyepiece.
The first time I've ever met him, he got punched in the face by a mobster and knocked him out. He had to go to the hospital.
He deserved it, I'm sure.
Just because, like, the mobster got, like, he didn't know. He was in Philly for the first time. The first day he was moving in from Wayne, New Jersey, and he was like, the guy was like, beep, beep, come on, asshole, go. And then G's like, leans out like, what, fuck you, or whatever. The guy just gets out and punches him and knocks him out.
So, Bam, when G throws ketchup on Bam, he misses and hits, like, their nice cashmere jackets and their suits.
Oh.
So he has to go over and, like, small talk him to death, and he promises him he'll go home and get him boards.
I had to drive,
like,
all the way home to get these lawyers skateboards.
So the chick that's with us, she walks in the bathroom and sees one of the lawyer's wives, and the lawyer's wife's like, that fucking Bam, he's just an asshole. He doesn't care about anybody. He's not coming back. And now I'm not even sure if he's coming back. He just takes off. And then, like, 20 minutes later, he walks in with boxes full of, like, clothes and boards. That chick felt like a dumb whore.
I heard she ate herself out. She was so depressed.
Where was I, babe?
All right, Novak. Novak's such a scumbag that he's actually meeting that girl after. Remember the girl called a few episodes ago? Did you hear that?
What was her name? Honey Bunny.
Honey Bunny. Yeah, Honey Bunny's meeting him downstairs. Oh, hey, what, we have Buddy Bill on the phone.
Speaking of scumbags.
Oh, we have the scummiest of scumbags who brawls in the parking garages of Westchester. He weighs in at about 180 pounds, a blast of muscle, and filthy drugs.
This motherfucker is doing 95 on his 95 right now.
This motherfucker, Buddy Bill.
His new name is Buddy.
He's going 95 on the highway right now.
95 on the 95.
Where are you going?
Where? Hold the turn.
Where?
My roommate's late, man. I gotta pick up my roommate at the airport.
Oh, God. You were there for the pissy strippers, man. Tell me that shit wasn't nuts.
That was like my living room Monday night.
Yo, are you on hard drugs right now?
Well, I did leave the bar about a little bit ago. Dude, the time flew, man. I'm.
What are you talking about?
105, holding the turn.
Gotta slow down, man.
I don't see lights yet.
Too much go fast.
He's just drunk speeding on the highway right now.
He's speeding on a lot of things.
Yo, Dollar Bill.
Get out of my way!
It's still New Year's for Buddy Bill.
Way,
New Year's,
365
days a year.
Is it New Year's Eve for you every night, Buddy Bill?
Yo, don't even bring up New Year's. I ain't talking about that shit.
What'd you do? I need to know.
Tell us.
I left Ray sleeping in the car. I got a call. I didn't even know I gave my number out. Next thing you know, we were on the fucking road. I had to grab a Jimmy Sheets. We were on it.
What a fucking... Hey, Buddy Bill, remember the first time... Buddy Bill, remember the first time I went to jail because I was drinking too much? You were in the cell next to me, kicking the... You were kicking the bar, saying, "Come on, man, bring me a sweater because I'm cold."
That cop shouldn't have put his hands on you. I tried to told him.
He tried to told him, Bill.
He tries to wake me up on New Year's morning. All I see, I'm sleeping in my car. I look up. You can, like, feel when people are looking at you. I look up and see a pair of tits smashed against my window, and everyone's pointing like, "Oh, it's Rake!" Ah,
this girl's rubbing her tits against the window.
Yeah, right. That was a dude's ass.
Are you lying?
I wasn't that drunk.
Hey, Buddy Bill.
One-man party at that fucking party. I had a case of beer, bottles of liquor, and a beep, beep,
beep. Yeah, you need a meeting.
Yo, airport coming up.
Okay, man, we'll talk to you later, fool ass.
Yo, Buddy Bill. Yeah, yo.
That's awesome. Listen to his car sound.
Yo, Buddy Bill, did you ever get so trashed you slept through Christmas?
Buddy Bill, you there?
I think he crashed.
I think we lost him.
Did he just crash?
He either crashed or overdosed.
We lost him.
All right, well, you know,
probably B.
One of the two.
If Buddy Bill just crashed, I'm devoting a song to him.
Okay, here we go.
And this song is from Smack, which is Novak's new favorite band. They're from Finland, and they're from the 80s, but they rock.
And Smack is code word for heroin on the streets. Ooh,
and this
yeah.
And this song is called Good Morning Headache on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Fucking great band.
Yeah.
kids. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam on Sirius 28 Faction.
Bo Bo Bo, that was Smack, Good Morning Headache, which is Novak's new favorite band. And now that we just talked to Buddy Bill, I'm all hype. And the first thing you need to do is talk to Monica.
Ooh, hot name, babe.
You think every name is hot?
I know.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. How are you?
Good. Where are you from?
I'm from Long Island, but I'm at my boyfriend's house in Middle Village, New York.
Ooh. Oh, cool. Do you cheat?
Do I cheat? No. Yeah. He gets jealous, though, when I watch your show.
Being faithful sucks. It's no fun, babe.
Nah.
Come on.
You should never meet Novak.
It only lasts for a night. You'll have a great time.
I was just curious to know, what were you doing in Finland?
Jen and I always go to Finland every New Year's. It's like our tradition. And him plays, and they actually... It was so sold out, the show, that they had two shows, one on New Year's Eve and then one on the 30th, and then 69 Eyes played after that, so it was pretty much just a liquid diet booze mission the whole time, and I'm still drunk from it.
Cool.
But we had this rattlesnake booze that the 69 Eyes seriously think that they're vampires, so, They had, like, this bottle, and they were seriously, like, the Lost Boys, like, drink it, Michael. Be one of us. So then we drank this rattlesnake booze.
Interesting. How often do you come to New York?
I'd say once every 2 months, just for something with Sirius Radio, or maybe to go on Carson Daly or something like that, that I just went on now, smelling like...
Carson sucks. Why would you go out?
Does the show suck? Because I've never seen it.
I kind of like him.
No, he's gay.
Well, it was pretty cool because he said on the show, he was like, man, you get to do cool stuff like, you know, wreck Hummers and do all this. And then I had to play Britney Spears for goddamn 5 years. And then I just started laughing my ass off because he knew that he was fed up with it.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the whole TRL.
Made him all right, my boy.
So, yeah, we're going to go drinking with him after this.
Fuck yeah, game on, and I'm out of the bathroom.
Ew,
that chick's going to be outside waiting for me, fellas.
Dude, I'm going to die laughing when she's fat.
Oh, you're going to be jealous because you're jerking Rab off while I'm getting laid in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
God damn.
Is that a promise?
So, is there any way you can mail me your autograph?
Mail you an autograph?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to give your address out right on the air like this?
No.
Well, no. Okay, yeah, we'll let you go now, and we'll have somebody take down your address, and we'll make it happen.
Man, you rock!
Hi. All right, cool. See you guys.
Cool.
I wish those guys would have talked to me.
God.
I want a true lover to sit on my face.
Ray, come on, dude.
1 second of show without faggotry.
Oh, faggotry.
God's sake. Filthy Novak.
Yes, sir.
Wait. We never even talked to Rab about what he did on New Year's. We went through everybody except Rab.
I don't even want to talk about it.
You got to.
Come on.
Good or bad?
That makes you have to.
Well, it started off good. I went to the Clutch show with your brother. And
where, in Philly?
Yeah, at the Troc in
Thanks
Philly.
For calling me, Rab. Appreciate it.
I did that on purpose. I knew you had a babysitter, and I wasn't trying to have that.
No, Matt, you're stuck
in fucking babysitter. Like, 28-year-old dude named Oz who wouldn't even let me talk to a girl.
Would the babysitter let you drink booze at least?
Yeah, but I just sit next to him while I did it. That's not fun. I couldn't, like, feel him up because I'm all drunk. I was just pissed, man. I jerked off and went to bed.
I don't need all these hot dudes showing up in my hot tub.
Talk to Oz. He was the one that, like, co-signed all that shit.
So anyway, dude, we went to the Clutch show. I went down with your brother. We met up with your uncle, Matt Cole.
Oh, God.
He was so goddamn hammered at the show.
Wait, let me just sum up the Matt Cole real quick. Matt Cole is my uncle who measures distances by six-packs. If I say, hey, Matt, are you driving from Philly to Allentown, Pennsylvania? He goes, yes. I go, how far away is it? He goes, oh, it's about a sixer away. So he measures distances with alcohol. Go ahead.
So we're like, the show ends, and we're all hanging out. We're kind of drunk. You know, I'm kind of drunk. I didn't want to drive. So Matt's like, well, I'll drive. I'm like, oh, fuck, this can't be good. Like, he's already, like, at least 15 deep at this point.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I'm like, Matt, like, I'm like, are you sure you can drive home? He's like, yeah, dude, I just want to stop by my buddies real quick.
Oh,
Matt,
shit.
I was like, dude, where's your buddy with?
Oh, that's cool. It's just like a six-pack down the highway, and we'll be home in no time.
Probably in the other direction.
Yeah. So we get in there. We're driving down. I'm still wasted. It's party on. We're fucking rocking out. Matt's driving, drinking his ass off while he's driving.
What are you in the passenger seat?
I'm in the passenger seat. Your brother's in the back, passed out.
Dude. Passed out?
He's just like laying there, passed out. We end up fucking flying off the side of the goddamn road. Dude. Matt Cole just like skids out on the fucking side of the road into some fucking cornfield into a ditch. We just it's all muddy. We just smashed into this big ass puddle.
Did you mess the car up?
Yeah, well, we fucked the whole bottom of it up and it's like dented all around.
It still runs.
It still ran, but
God. What did he do? Did he realize that he like maybe shouldn't be driving anymore?
Well, dude, at that point, I'm like, get out of the driver's seat, dude. Like, I just jumped in there, I was like, I'm taking over and just driving from here. Jess is in the back. He fucking pissed his pants while he was sleeping. Didn't even know it that we flew off the side of the road. I'm like trying to wake him up. Like, Jess, dude, your fucking uncle just crashes off the side of the road. And he's just sleeping there with pissy pants. I had to fucking like fuck with that shit getting out of that mud pit for like 35, 40 minutes.
How'd you get the car out of the cornfield? Was it pretty easy or?
No, it was a pain in the fucking ass. We're trying to jam sticks under the tires to get out. It's a fucking Christ.
Was Matt? Did Matt feel like stupid, or was he just like, "Nah, it's cool, man.
No, it's cool. It's no big deal." Like, it is a fucking big deal. Dude, we're jammed in a cornfield right now.
On New Year.
You
could be in a nice bar,
or you could be home with your babysitter. One of the two.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not really sure. Fucking faggot, Bam.
So, wait, do you remember what Matt was talking about when he wrecked? Was he just talking about nonsense? Or was he just
what was he saying?
Talking about complete nonsense. Yeah, man. I remember, like, this one time I got a Hummer in the Hummer. Like,
my Hummer?
My Hummer? Maybe I wasn't supposed to say that.
No.
Yeah, he was rambling on about how he got a Hummer in the Hummer on the first day, and then... the first day, Bam got it.
Oh, jeez. I can't believe he ran off into the cornfield.
Did you know he got a Hummer in the Hummer on the first day you bought it?
Shut up.
Ew.
That's nasty.
Jesus.
Should we talk to Satan?
Hell yeah.
Why
wouldn't we?
We have Satan on the line. Let's find out what he wants.
Yeah, let's talk.
And Brandon, could you talk to him in the softball voice, please?
Hello, Satan.
How are all you guys doing?
We're good.
Satan, where do you live?
Well, like I got done telling that little pussy right before he put me on hold. And by the way, next time I get put on hold like that, when you fuckers finally die, I'm going to dry fuck all of you in the ass and laugh at you and turn your head backwards.
I can't wait to die.
But the thing I really wanted to get out of my off of my chest and onto your face was basically this. Bam, for crying out loud, you're on Carson's show and you couldn't have the decency to at least give that little motherfucker something to put that little bitch down. All I would like to see next time or something, at least give him a dirty Sanchez or something.
I think Satan needs like some red wine to fall asleep.
He needs some Valium.
He's been hanging out with Buddy Bill too long.
I hear that.
Well, Rick, you know how I love them gays, boy. So get ready for some loving.
Thanks, Satan.
See you after the show.
Later.
Rake's attracted to Satan.
Later. Later.
Rake, you wanted to hump him, didn't you?
Okay, 877 porn bag. Call, please, if you have tits, anything.
Yeah, if you guys want to talk to us, just call 877-PORNBAG, or you can call Rake directly on 610-496.
Oh, my phone's already buzzing, you asshole.
And I love to sit on it and spin, man.
I do. I have it right by my nuts, so every loser who calls me that I don't want to talk to is doing nothing but humming my balls
day. I got a visual picture of that when he said it.
Of course you did.
God.
Wait, how are they calling you? What's your number?
It's blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about something else.
Let's talk about the song that I'm going to play, because it's called Negative, which is all of your attitude, especially Novak's.
I just want more drug songs.
Negative, In My Heaven, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. We'll be right back.
graphic nature of this program.
Radio Bam is not for adults.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone?
I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
Live from New York City. Yes. City. You're listening to lovely Raycon, who will devour your mother's ass. Novak, the herpes infested Phil, Rat himself, and of course, Bam Margera.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm going to pass out.
Hey, did you guys know that we have Novak, a.k.a. the Dream Seller? We make him sit in the corner because he's all happied up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is.
I mean, I pretty much fuck any girl, so...
We just found out that he has Hep A, B, C, syphilis, and...
Herpes.
Herpes.
Oh, he's got these two
herpes. I have no money to pay for a doctor's bill, so I'm just stuck with it for life. That's what sucks. Instead of paying me, he pays a fucking babysitter. So, like, where am I going wrong here, guys?
Did you guys hang out together and stuff? Like, did you
talk
get along?
To him. I think we should talk to him and get a feedback on what the fuck happened.
Well, why don't he sit next to you, then?
Come here, babysitter, you fucking faggot. Got no pussy because of you. Bam, you hired him. Ask him some questions. He'll tell you how it went.
All right.
Fucking bullshit.
So bitter.
I fucking hate him, man.
Babysitter, did Novak behave?
No.
Tell me what he did.
Oh, he's the worst kid ever to watch after.
Did he mess my house up?
No, he actually behaved himself pretty well. I hate you, Novak.
Like, did he get in the hot tub or anything?
Does the hot tub even work?
Yeah, it works.
Novak gets the hot tub going with his action with Hannah. They get it all boiling from the friction. Novak pounding each other's ass.
Dude, Novak was trying to invite me back there to get naked in the hot tub last night.
He was,
night.
I heard him ask you to.
Maybe you can stop by. Ew, Novak, is there going to be girls there? Nah, just us, dude. Christ.
Well, here, New Year's Eve, we ended up going to my buddy's house. It's like, you know, him and his friends, like, they're cool. They're all, like, chic, whatever.
Who's your buddy? I want to know.
His name's Josh.
Frat fuck
DeMarco.
And then tell me how.
So we go over there and I'm like, come on, Novak, we'll go in, you know, it's cool, like, these guys are cool, don't worry about it, you know, they're not like us, you know. And he's like, alright. So we go in, he's just like smoking cig after another. So I know he's like feeling a little uncomfortable. He's like, alright, what the hell. So he goes over and I get him a beer, you know. I'm like, here you go, is that good, you know, like, what do you want? So he drinks his beer, he's smoking cigs, and he goes over to make a mixed drink. Some kid sees him pouring coke, and what did he say to you?
You fucking think you're pretty cool, don't you?
That's what he said. What, a frat guy?
Yeah, frat fuck with a button-up polo shirt.
What'd you tell him?
I didn't tell him anything.
He comes over to me and he's like,
my fist.
He's like, yo, I just want to go to Kill Dares and have a beer.
Yeah, he said that, and he said to his frat buddy, they're over there doing fucking shotguns of Budweiser. I pour a drink. I want liquor now. I'm tired of fucking hanging out with this gay faggot, so I fear if I get drunk, I won't mind so bad. So I'm making a drink, get the ice. Yo, where's some soda? I'm going to mix a drink. This guy thinks he's too cool for school. I'm like, what? So game on, man. I just fucking broke the bottle of my old beer over his head. Oz comes in. It's like his good friend. He shouldn't have fucking talked to me like that, babysitter.
I didn't know. I wasn't watching at the time.
You were supposed to be babysitting him.
Yeah. So I slipped. I was actually enjoying the fact that someone was giving him a hard time, and he felt so uncomfortable, didn't you?
How many people... look, Novak, every article of clothing that Novak has right now is mine. How many people thought that you were me?
Dude, I mean, I refuse to go out probably without you anymore, because New Year's Eve night, I left the fucking faggot frat party my babysitter took me to, and went to the bar because I might get in the corner and get drunk and just forget about everything. And I had to deal with every idiot pointing and whispering, like, oh, I think it's Bam Margera. I'm like, I felt like the poser who comes to Westchester to think that, you know, I'm Bam and maybe sign some autographs. Fuck off.
He wanted me to take him home.
I made him take me home. I made the babysitter take me home.
He's home by 12:10.
He's like 12. Sitting there up against the wall, and he's like, I think those people think I'm Bam. He's like, can you take me home right now?
Don't ever.
Well, he
Yeah,
he makes
man.
You sound like such a pussy, no, yeah. man.
No, yeah. man, you must have turned into a pussy when I left.
You know what? This is why I turned into a pussy. I go to my babysitter's house because I can't drive without him. I got to get him for everything on your request, man, you fucking faggot. And I look at him. He's cleaning his room. He's got these sweatpants on. I don't really notice. I look at his fucking faggot sweatpants. And you know how hot girls have, like, sexy written across their ass on their sweatpants? A fucking dude, my babysitter,
what
has
did it
sweatpants
say?
On that said hot ass.
No, it didn't. It did not say hot ass.
What did it say? What did, no, honestly, what did it say?
What did it say? I lied. What did it say?
Casper.
What's he
yeah.
at? It's my roommate. It's from when I went to school, and I guess he's on the rugby team. Casper.
It said hot ass.
You hired a fucking man for a while. Why?
I actually did go food shopping and get them there. So.
And Nike running shoes. You're fucking
Let's
hell.
Talk to Andrew.
Yeah.
We need to talk to Andrew pronto.
Pray for me.
When does Novak... hey, Novak?
Hold on, is Andrew on the phone?
Oh, we got Andrew.
Yo.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Where are you from?
Hollister, California.
Nice.
Hollister, like that slutty store with the girls? With the whores?
Whores. Now you're talking good.
What's going on, Andrew?
Nothing. I just wanted to know if you guys could, like, come down and skate at our gay little town.
Well, Raekyon and the Dream Seller would sure like to show up.
As long as you got whores, I'm game.
No, well, wait. Is that, like, near L.A. or what?
Yeah, it's kind of... It's, like, 6 hours... No, it's about 3 hours north from L.A.
Well, is there a skate shop in that town?
Yeah, there's one in Gilroy.
Well, go to Gilroy, go to the skate shop and say that we need an Element demo pronto. And then it'll happen if they can cough up some cash. Because the Dream Seller doesn't do anything without cash.
He's fucking broke. He's like a money sponge.
Like, the only way that... When he says he wants an Element demo, the only way Ben will show up is if Heroin Novak shows up. Then I'll get a free plane ticket. So just say that, all right, buddy?
Okay.
Cool. All right, cool. Hey, we're gonna talk to Robert right now in Cali, and he wants to know why Rake is scared of mustard.
Oh, come on.
there's a lot of reasons, but you want to ask me personally, go ahead.
Rob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What's going on?
So what's up, Rake? Why are you so scared of mustard?
Well, I mean, it started early at an early age, but I'm scared of it because, I don't know, my brother would chase me around. I was in pigtails. He'd braid my hair, and he'd smack my ass, and I had these big toes that I used to like to suck on. And he
no, Rake, for real. Let's hear.
It probably
has something to do with, like, the, because Rake is a chemist, if you ladies and gentlemen didn't know.
I work in a chemistry lab, and I've told people this a million fucking times. When you grate up the mustard seeds, the enzymes release these different isocyanate compounds that smell nasty. It's the same shit that killed, like, 3,000 people in Bhopal, India. Then mix that with dilute acetic acid, and the whole combination is just a fucking mess. I don't think it's good for you or anybody else. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. I wouldn't even touch it with Brandon's dick.
Well, here's some mustard right here.
See, you guys can't fucking play like that. You were doing that at the Carson Daly Show with that mustard bottle, trying to be a dick and get me kicked out of there. And I'm not having it.
No, Max, squirt him with the mustard.
I'll fucking kill you, I swear to God.
Easy killer.
See, thanks a lot, man. You got to call in here and cause all these problems.
You know what? Actually, Rake prefers Chinese mustard over regular yellow mustard. He thinks yellow is the filthiest.
That's the worst. Yeah, French is filthy yellow.
Yeah, let's hear the filthiness of mustard.
Okay.
Like, where does Grey Poupon go up?
Underneath French's, but still worse than Chinese mustard. I mean, worse than Chinese mustard.
What's Chinese mustard?
It's more ground. The more you grind the seeds, the less I'm going to fucking be near it. And believe me, I work with some nasty shit.
What about that Dillertown Inn mustard? Do you like that stuff?
It's probably a little bit more chunky, but I still wouldn't fuck with it.
I tell people, they're like, why do you hate it so much? I'm like, it's not going to kill you. I'm like, yeah, if I jerked off in your hair, it wouldn't kill you either. You don't want it in your hair. You don't want it to touch it, you don't want it to get on you.
Ew, man, I just had a sick visual.
Dude, Ray's always talking about jerking off on guys. Why?
It's a pearl necklace I love, and I didn't get one for this holiday.
Okay. Yeah, what did you get for Christmas, Rake?
You know what I got, Rake? Can I tell him, Rakos?
No.
No, come on.
Tell him.
All right, fine. I won't tell him. You tell
them. Okay, I'll tell them. You know when girls get those compact little makeup things, you open it, one side's a mirror? Well, I told myself convenience. That's what I want to try afterward. And this is what I got. A silver, shiny, sharper image type compact kit. When you open it, one side will fit a razor blade, and the other compartment fits a little snorting straw. And the other side is a mirror so I can get a little lining on the go.
You hang out with Steve Irwin and those fuck faces one night, and this is the hell you gotta fucking live with for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, hey, we gotta talk to Sean.
We got
Texas.
To.
We gotta talk
it's
to Sean.
It's gonna be great,
Texas.
Sean.
Oh, man.
We all got a story for this
come
guy.
On. Sean,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, dude.
What you want to know?
I want to know what, if Rake gets chicks with his dew and his scraggle teeth.
Hell no, he doesn't get
yeah. I'll get laid if Rake brings a girl on a date. Because he fucks it up so bad, she just looks at me and I'm just like, yeah, he's an idiot, let's fuck. And she's like, fuck yeah, get me away from him.
Yeah.
All right,
thanks.
Okay, he doesn't even want an explanation. He doesn't want to hear about
that's perfect.
If Rake has any retort
to
that.
That's all I wanted to know. Goodbye.
No, Rake.
Sorry, Rake.
Rake, when was the last time you got laid?
I seen him butt fuck some girl in the moonlight one night out back.
Why the moonlight?
I don't know. You don't know those romances, Novak, you herpeson.
I got so sick of that from growing up. All these girls now, they were like, let's go get busy outside, or like pulling Novak in the bathroom. I'm like, man, when you grew up and that's where you had to get ass in a filthy fucking. Well, by a man's urinal or like outside a convenience store in a fucking back scummy parking lot.
Like, wait, coyotes how?
I don't want to do that anymore. I don't have to.
Remember when we went to Iceland and we went to that random town and Rake was French and that chick on the rocks.
She was a little Viking.
By the moonlight.
A little Viking.
Rake took a crap all over these rocks and then wiped his ass and was like,
ugh. Did he take a shit on the rocks?
Oh, I have the little movies in this digital camera. And then the same rocks, but a few yards away. That's where he made out with her later.
Check the website if you'd like to see these beautiful photos of Rake shitting on lava rocks.
Look at Rake.
Nice one. Yeah, that was good. No, but those little Viking chicks were cool.
Dude, no Viking chicks are cool.
No, they're
fucking awesome. Filthy, stinky whores.
Fuck you, Novak.
What Viking is clean?
Dude, the one girl worked
what
in
Novak
the slaughterhouse.
Is.
Fuck, a Viking girl is filth, man. I wouldn't even fuck her, and I'll fuck anybody.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
All right, let me think.
That is...
If I gave you $1,500, would you hump Don Vito?
No, more than $1,500. But if you gave me $1,500 and asked me to fuck a 500-pound girl, no problem.
Really?
It has to be a girl. Don Vito, I need some cash, but $1,500, sure. For a hot girl.
What if I tracked down John Goodman? Would you fuck him for
$2,000? I don't know who that is. Who is that?
Roseanne.
Remember the show Roseanne?
I saw it a couple times.
The husband. How about Raising Arizona?
Well, I'd probably let him suck me off for about $500.
Ew! You lowered the price.
Yeah, now he's making deals. This guy's going the wrong way.
That's prison prices right there.
How much money do you have in your pocket right now?
Hey, do you guys want to see that in my pocket right now?
Yeah, let's see it.
All right, I'll show you guys. Check it out.
He's got to have more than a buck.
I bet you he has $1.50. With
he
tax
doesn't
and
Dico Rab, what do you think? Dico Rab, what do you
zero.
Think?
Zero.
He has $1.50 with tax in Delaware.
Dico Rab, what do you think?
No, if I got a carry, probably got condoms and shit in there.
This one I got in my pockets right now.
Ew.
Condom in there?
All right, let's look at this.
Novak saves money by using condoms over and over.
First of all, Brandon DiCamillo is right. He does have a condom. Then he has... medicated chapstick with goddamn herpes. He has his ID, which is so haggard looking, and he probably has warrant. You do have
so
warrant.
Fake.
Why
easy
would you
killer.
Want someone to know who you are?
Like these bullshit
look,
passes.
Phone numbers after phone numbers of girls.
On snot rags.
Yeah. That's where I was supposed to pick you up today, but you fucking got all drunk and missed your flight, so I had to change it around, yeah.
Lena, you have a phone number from Lena from... from New Jersey.
Oh, nice.
A smoker from Jersey.
What else I got?
A smoker from Jersey. You have, some dude named Mark. Daria, I don't know.
Diarrhea.
Who are these sketchy people? On a Sunoco card? Ew. Erica?
What are you doing so with these numbers, Novak?
Oh, God.
You calling these broads?
Novak's that pain in the ass that asks for your business
got a
card.
Phone
to right
look at these haggard napkins.
He's throwing like dollar napkins.
It's like he wiped his ass with it.
Is all Novak has is just sick, disgusting napkins with phone numbers all over them.
Ew. Phone numbers and herpes.
Yeah.
That's
I'm going to play a rock song.
Which one?
Well, actually, the drummer from him, his name is Gas Lipstick. He did his own solo project of a band called Bend Over, and you have to be over... It's called Bend Over, and you have to be over 250 pounds to be in the band. And, dude, this band is so good. This is like... It sounds like what Metallica should be playing now. Like, nice. If they would erase, like, Reload and then put this out... This sounds like Metallica to me.
Put it on.
This is called Don't Feed the Evil, Radio Band Series 28 Faction.
Wow, it's time to say goodbye. I gotta go commit suicide. Wow, I'm Delicious Rake. We gotta get out of here. You know what time it is. Butter train home. Whoa, whoa.
Yo, what are you gonna do there now?
Right now?
Yeah, are you gonna stick around New York, being we're here?
Yeah, come we're on. Gonna get shit-faced.
I'm getting laid in the bathroom.
You gonna stick around?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to drink with Carson Daly.
Yeah. I guess we're not going
to... Shut up,
see how cool that motherfucker really is.
No, you know what? You know what we're seriously going to do, though? This is our whole plan. We're at Sirius Radio right now. We're going to go down and have a few brewskis. And then Novak is going to run full speed down Times Square nude.
Yeah, right.
That's
you going to do that?
The truth. How much you need me for that, man?
Up his salary.
See, you're easy going, though. I knew that you'd do it for a cheap price. Let's say $39.
Yeah.
Game on.
I'll chip in for that one.
Oh, my God.
You know he would. He would do it for $30. That's a lot.
You're going to do it, Novak?
I'll do it for open bar tab tonight.
Oh, well, that's what we're doing then.
Get me loaded.
Fully nude.
Bar tab.
Fully nude.
And if you want to contact us via email, go to bam@sirius-radio.com. Or you can call us at 877-PORNBAG when we are live.
Booty, 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 booty,
so,
to the beat, I like that.
Yeah, dude, that's to the beat.
That was sweet.
Booty, 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 whoa.
Oh, feel my hole. Whoa, whoa, ow. I feel the burn of cocaine in my nose. I feel it down to my toes. Moody woo and moody woes. Woe is me. Drink my pee. I got a girl. Who will?
Rankin's.
Oh, yeah. A man's tongue. Oh, yes. You heard I'm well hung. I get sprung. Yeah. When I'm having fun. Novak, let me fill your mouth up with my manly cum. Wow. I gotta go. I gotta say goodnight.
Alright, guys, we're out of here, and I'm gonna end the song with a band called Apocalyptica. They only play violins, and Villavallo from Him did a song with Laurie from The Rasmus, and it's good. So, this is called Bittersweet on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Goodbye, ooh yeah.
Later!
Go see Hagger.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody! You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam!
Radio Bam, everybody.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.